Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV, and you'll find us online at www.category5.tv. Jeff, let's go back in time a little bit.
Okay.
We met working in radio. We were on opposite shifts.
Yes, we were. When we first met, I think I was like a co-op student in high school.
Were you? So I was the senior officer?
Yeah. You were the senior officer, and I was like not even Wesley Crusher yet.
I was the midday DJ. I know you wouldn't believe it with my squeaky voice, but so you came in and you got the job after one of the DJs left and moved on to another station.
Yep.
In the big city, and you took over the night shift. So
I
were doing the youth music, and that is, you know, the hard rock.
Predominantly loud.
The stuff that my band played.
Yes. And boy, did I crank the speakers.
Yeah, how do you stay awake when you are live in a studio all by yourself? There's nobody else working in the studio.
Well, crank the speakers, and
crank
I also would go through a 12-pack of cans of Coke a show. So that's 12 cans every 5 hours, 5 days a week.
Wow.
Yep.
The thing about the radio station is they had a pretty sweet sound system.
Yes.
So when you cranked it up, it was your own personal rock concert.
It's true. Not to mention the rock concerts.
Not to mention the rock concerts that you emceed.
Yeah.
That you were in the front row.
Some festivals.
Backstage, standing in front of the speaker.
Yeah. So needless to say, I do have some nerve damage and hearing loss as a result.
Now, is this diagnosed or is this self-diagnosed?
You
can self-diagnose hearing loss.
It was self-diagnosed when my wife kept saying, "Why are you not answering me?" And I was like, I didn't hear you. And I'm like, maybe I should get my ears checked. She's like, "You're young. They should be fine." Mm. So I got them checked, and sure enough, I actually have hearing loss from moderate to mild to moderate.
Do you know how many decibels? Do they tell you that?
They did, but I don't have the report in front of me, so I couldn't remember. All I know is that the range, in the mid-tonal range, I've got upwards of 50% loss.
Mm. Wow.
So,
And it's amazing that, you know, when you look at statistics, it's a huge number of folks that are, like you, have hearing loss. Some undiagnosed, but you know that it's true because, you know, you have trouble hearing out of one ear or two, both ears.
Yep.
And that could be from loud music, or it could be from work-related incidents, or it could just be from, you know, it happens with age.
Life. Yep.
Yep. But it's not always an option to go out and get some hearing aids.
No, it's not. And they're very expensive.
They are. And you've got the assessment.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the medical consultation, the medical referral. You've got the molds of your ears to be done. You've got the tweaking of the hearing aids. And it's not usually covered.
That's right. Unless you've got a good benefit plan, you're paying a lot of money. Actually, I have the Beltone Bluetooth hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a recent software update, and so I says to go update them.
Even though they're fantastic hearing aids, don't get us wrong.
Incredible.
But you have to actually go to the hearing specialist in order to have the firmware updated.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah. So that's a $1,500 bill.
Okay. What if I told you, we're not going to call them hearing aids. We're going to call them hearing amplifiers.
Yes.
But really, I mean, what's a hearing aid? It's going to help you hear.
Absolutely.
So what if I told you we could get you hearing amplifiers for $99?
I'm sold.
It's not a sales pitch, folks. It's a product review. We've got Jabiz. These are the brand new Amp Sound earbuds.
Yes.
So we're going to give you the full overview of what these look like now. I was able to get my hands on a prototype. They are not yet available. They're coming out in 2 months' time, and they're currently raising the funds in order to mass produce these. Okay, so you can get there through Indiegogo. We've got a link at cat5.tv/ampsound. And if you've got hearing loss, we're going to learn all about them tonight, but this is a great product for you.
It looks awesome.
It's a great little case. I say that. I say that tongue-in-cheek, but their design is amazing. Oh, you noticed.
Okay.
It has USB.
We haven't even opened it.
I haven't even opened it yet. It looks like just a normal case. No, they are all about really sleek design.
Okay.
And that is part of what this product is about. So without the medical evaluation, you don't need any of that stuff. You don't need to get any ear molds done. You don't have to get any consultations or anything. Just you know that you've got some hearing loss. You can pick these up today.
It's amazing.
For $99 on Indiegogo. All right, let's get into the package.
Let's.
What is so, you know, the first impression that I get from this packaging is wow. Okay.
Ooh, that's really well designed.
It's a carrying case, but you notice, okay, here are the earphones.
Okay.
There are these battery capsules that are, in fact, charging inside the 3,000 milliamp hour case right now.
So the case is a charging pack, and that, hence the USB on the outside.
The case charges the capsules for the hearing aids, the hearing amplifiers, but it also has a USB port so that if you want to also charge your phone, because you might be using them to listen to music or something like that, then you can also plug that in. Now, if you're just charging the hearing amplifiers, the Bluetooth end of it, you're going to get at least 21 charges on a single charge. So you charge the case first.
Wow.
And then you can charge your hearing amps for 21 times minimum.
Now, is that 21, so like both amps are done 21 times?
Yeah.
Or 21 between the...
Good point.
Okay.
Not sure. We'll say at least 11 times for two. No, I think it is for both. I think it is for both.
It would make sense for both because you can't split. I mean, if they're like,
it's an interesting point, though. Because, first of all, hearing aids, you go through a ton of batteries.
Yes.
And one of the problems with hearing aids is the batteries are not rechargeable.
Right.
You're constantly buying batteries.
Yes.
That also means you're constantly disposing of batteries. This comes with these rechargeable capsules. Okay, so let's get one out, and they unscrew.
Okay,
and there you have it. So there's the capsule itself, and interesting that you would mention, you know, is it one or two? You can actually charge one at a time.
Oh, okay.
And so if, for example, let's say your hearing loss is quite bad,
yep,
and you really need these, and you rely on them to be able to hear well, and one of the and the battery is getting low, you can charge one and continue to use them with only one battery in place.
Okay, so you still have some sort of amplification.
Absolutely, you do. So those are the capsules. So the capsules charge directly within the case. Now that I've removed them, you can kind of see how that works.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like that. You can push the button to see my battery level. Now, I just received these today. They were rushed to us. And again, it is a prototype, so the charge, I got as much of a charge as I could.
Okay.
But I mentioned as well, so there's our capsules. I mentioned that we don't have to go through the process of getting this thing fitted to our head or anything. You'll notice that it comes with a ton of different sized little
earbuds.
Well, yeah, they're little earbuds, like you would expect. They're really high quality, though. And these will fit on here to basically fit this to your ear.
Right.
Okay? So you don't have to go through a molding process. It's just simply, hey, you get this out of the box. It's ready for you, and if it doesn't quite fit, you can actually change this.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So the other thing is, you think about your hearing loss,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people have a little more hearing loss in one ear versus the other.
Correct.
Not sure how yours is.
Mine is like that. My right ear is significantly worse than the left.
There's a lot of these little fittings.
Wow.
Surprised, yeah. So along the vein of... Your hearing loss in one ear more than the other, you would normally, once again, have to go to your hearing specialist, get them to adjust it.
Right.
It's not quite right. Go back a week later, get them to adjust it again. And it's this process of tweaking it so that you can hear kind of equally from both ears.
Right.
The amp sound from Jabiz, you can actually modify the amplification on a per side basis yourself.
Oh.
Okay. So again, you don't have to go. You are your own hearing specialist.
That's amazing.
That is not an official statement. But it comes with a little itty bitty screwdriver. There
that,
you go.
That it's is so cute. That is like a Lego screwdriver.
It's so adorable. Look at this. But they thought of it all, right? So with the batteries out, there each side actually has this itty bitty hole, and you can just put that in there and give it just an ever so slight adjustment, and that is basically
a
per channel volume.
Okay.
So you give it just a little quarter turn, put them on, listen to it for a little while, see how they sound, see how they feel, and then take them off, give it another quarter turn, and just do it that way until you've got that good balance.
Awesome.
Works really well. Okay, so I love that. So let's install the batteries. You're going to be doing this yourself. So first of all, left and right, these are labeled. The batteries are labeled, but you need to know that the right is basically the one that has the volume control, the controls itself. So I just put that on there and give it a little turn. See if I can get it. There we go. There. And now the left one. So there's two cells. There we go. So we've got our charged earbuds.
Awesome.
And they look and behave just like any other Bluetooth earbuds.
Absolutely they do.
Okay. So, should we fire it up?
Absolutely.
I think you need to try this because you're the guy.
Okay.
I'd like to know your impression of them because you're the one who experiences, who goes through life with hearing loss.
Sure.
So the question really becomes, okay, hearing aids are very expensive. These are on Indiegogo for $99 right now. Are they effective? Do they help you to be able to hear? And at the same time, they look stylish because they look just like any other earbuds.
Right.
Plus, they allow you to listen to music, answer the phone. They connect to two different phones at once if you want, two different Bluetooth devices.
Oh, really?
So you could be watching TV
but also have
with
your phone
these,
hooked up.
Then have your phone hooked up so when the phone rings, all of a sudden the TV goes off and you can answer the phone, for example. So it supports that.
Now, where is the amp, like, where's the speaker for the amplifier? Is it in the volume control?
It's actually in the volume control itself, actual speaker?
So, like, if
magnet?
I'm just, if I've got them in and I'm not listening to any music, I'm just, you know, sitting in a mall.
Oh, the microphone,
mean? Yeah, where's the, is it in?
There are actually two microphones within this piece here. So, it looks like one on the front.
Okay.
And one on the back, these little holes. So it's designed so that it will work out, the best noise reduction.
Okay.
With those two microphones. It gives you the best quality sound possible with the best amplification.
Awesome.
So basically what we're going to do is we're going to turn on the amplification mode, then put them in your ears, and you can adjust the volume and see how they work, how they feel.
Excellent.
Other than that, I mean, it's crystal clear, but we got to look at the sound quality as well.
Of course.
Let's take
now,
a look at the...
Now, they're Bluetooth 4.1.
They are.
Okay.
And they have this new, what's it called? APTX,
I believe. The APTX.
It's a technology that is implemented into Bluetooth 4.1 devices that allows such good sound quality from your Bluetooth connection that you wouldn't know the difference between wired, hardwired, and Bluetooth.
Right. Okay.
So fantastic for listening to music and everything like that. So, okay. So let's fire these up, Jeff.
All right.
So first of all, there's a power switch right here, which I'm just going to flip. And you'll see that it goes into, it's looking for Bluetooth or something like that.
I should turn Bluetooth on my phone.
Oh, there you go. There's an idea for you.
Brand new S7.
Do you have any music on there?
I do have music.
Fantastic. Okay, before I actually connect it to your...
Look at that amp sound.
Is it already got it?
It's already got it.
Oh, well, let's put it on camera so that they can see. It's already got... It's already paired to amp sound. Can you see that,
folks? Just like
that. Ah, it's gone. Oh, but in less time than we could get it on camera for you, it was already paired.
Yeah, so there's no passcode, like nothing like that.
No, it just connects right in. Okay, so I want to hold in this mode button on the side for about 2 seconds, and that mode button is going to put it into hearing amplification mode. One, two. And now already I can hear...
It's picking up off the mic.
It's in hearing, basically hearing aid mode. See that?
No way.
Okay, so notice I did that without these in your ears.
Right.
You always want to turn on the amplifier outside of your ears.
Because that would be loud.
Yeah. Turn it down.
Yeah.
Okay, volume is on the side here. It's just, you know, standard, but volume up and down. And hello, hello, hello. So I've turned that down a little bit. Check, check, check. Yeah, it works great. So this is left. And right, and that would go around
and
the back
right.
of your head.
Right.
So I've turned that down so it's a safe volume, but then you can use that volume control to turn it up.
Oh, wow.
So check. You know, one of the things when you have hearing loss that, you know, things that you take for granted, but stuff like rustling of plastic or rustling of paper.
Yeah, you're right.
Children dropping things in the studio. You know, all those things you'd never hear.
Yeah, it's true. I think the earbuds are a little bit big, but...
You've got funny ears.
I do have funny ears.
We've encountered that before.
Yes.
So you will need to fit it with the fittings that are here. And that's fine because it comes with so many of them. Sound?
Yeah.
You haven't turned it up or anything? It's just...
No, everything's the same. I can hear the AC running. Or whatever the vented system is doing right now.
Can you hear that?
I can hear
that better than... So I turned it like right down.
Yeah.
How's it sound?
It's good. It's good. It's an amplifier. Yeah. So, I mean, there's a slightly digitalness to it, but you're going to get that with any sort of
mics,
amplification system. Mm-hmm. So, but no, this is great. I mean...
Cool. All right. So you've synced it. So that's really all there is to that. Well, you've got the volume control. Fantastic. Now you've synced it to your phone.
Yes.
It's connected to Bluetooth.
Yes.
So now that mode button on the side there.
Yes.
You want to tap it twice.
I'm going to
unplug it. Here, bring it back on camera.
I'm going to bring it up front just so we can see.
Okay. So in order to exit our sound amplification mode, we just tap this mode button twice. One, two.
Okay.
And now you just give a listen and it did turn off. So now we're in Bluetooth mode.
Okay.
So it should be, you know, if you put on some music. Yeah. So it immediately started playing.
Is it playing?
Yep. So you should put those in and crank it up. And actually, this is your right ear. We've worked with Bluetooth earbuds before.
Caught on mic.
You can wear it like a beard if you want. we've worked with Bluetooth earbuds before. And they, you know, from earbud to earbud, a lot of them have good sound quality. Some of them don't have great sound quality. How's the sound from those? He can't hear me. He turned off the sound
really
amplifier.
Good.
Yeah?
That's great sound.
It's great. It's amp sound.
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm enjoying music right now.
I know. That's amp sound. You can find out more at cat5.tv/amp sound. Let's make sure that you know everything about this thing. And I really wanted to show you these because... You know that we have, we have a passion here for helping people with technology. So technology is an exciting thing if it's used, you know, to me, if it's used to help people, we love that. Jeff mentioned Beltone first, and Beltone is a fantastic company that builds, manufacture exceptional hearing devices, but they're quite expensive, and you might not be at the point where you can get into that kind of thing. So seeing something like this that's available for $100 right now
amazing.
On Indiegogo is really, really awesome. We work with the deaf community here in Barrie, Ontario, and Hillary Rumble is a co-host here, and she actually signs for the hearing impaired people at a camp. And we really have our hand in that, and we really have a passion for helping people. And so I wanted to bring these up to you because I think it's a really great thing for you to support. And also, if you do have hearing loss, make sure you pick up a pair. What have we not mentioned, Jeff? I mean, they're...
16 levels of personalized sound amplification.
And I mentioned that it goes up to about 125 with about a 5 decibel variance.
Yeah. But I mean, you can hear that when you first turn them on. I mean, it was
It
was rocking.
Absolutely. And when you turn it, when you're listening on average, it's going to be about 56, 58 decibels improvement over your regular hearing. So it makes a huge difference without actually going into being a hearing aid. You know, a medical instrument, it's something that, you know, it looks fashionable.
Absolutely does.
And it's going to work really, really well for you, I think. I should mention that if you do have hearing loss and you've had it assessed, these amp sound earbuds are meant for hearing loss down to about 100 decibels. So if your hearing loss is beyond 100 decibels, these may not be the thing for you. But I think that covers a very large spectrum, especially for those who just want something comfortable to put on once in a while to be able to hear better.
At the very least, even as Bluetooth wireless headphones,
they're great.
They're amazing.
They're great. Did I mention the rechargeable battery cells?
Yes.
That's cool. I really like the design.
That was very exciting.
You know, we joke about stuff like, you know, Christmas lists and everything, but
yeah.
I've got people in the family that have hearing loss, undiagnosed, but you know that it's there.
Yes.
And something like this is much more comfortable, much more accessible than a hearing aid. It's something that you can get as a gift,
mm-hmm.
and it would make a really great gift. So check out cat5.tv/ampsound and find out more about these, but also through that link. If you support them right away, there are a limited number of them available, mm-hmm. For only $99. So yep. you can, I don't think I've ever seen a hearing aid for under $400.
No.
So
no, usually,
and that's like entry level. So,
yeah.
And these have got the Bluetooth and everything else. And because I love the fact that you can tweak it yourself,
which is awesome.
I think it's perfect.
That's great.
Indiegogo campaigns are sometimes iffy.
Sometimes.
And sometimes we don't necessarily want to go out and support Indiegogo campaigns, because what happens if they fold or they don't raise the funds, but then they still take your money?
Yes.
So I did want to touch on Jabiz is a, you know, they are a known company with a great product line. They're doing this in order to be able to mass manufacture something that they believe, too, is a fantastic product for those who perhaps can't afford hearing aids.
Yes.
Those who are in countries that simply, you know, they don't have access to that technology. And boom, here you go. We've got a rechargeable pack.
Amazing.
That, you know, we can charge this once a week and take it, and you've got your hearing apparatus all ready for you. So they're, you know, they're a good company that they have a whole product line. They're reputable, and as you can see, even their prototype is really.
It's
really
design.
Far along. That's one of the ways that I can judge. You know, the quality of the prototype really tells me that this is a good product. They're serious about
yes.
this, and they're ready to go into manufacturing. So they're coming out in 2 months. So get on over to cat5.tv/ampsound to find out more about it, support it, get yours in a couple months' time when they actually start shipping. And I think you'll be pleased with those.
I am.
I wish you could
That's
hear
awesome.
Them. It's one of those things that I can't. And to review earbuds.
Yes.
How do I? How do I? Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Well, they work. And
they do.
They're
yes.
really well done. Really well thought out.
Yeah. No.
And
that's
I
great.
Love. I love that. Love it.
That's cool. Awesome.
Man. Good job. Nice. Jabiz has done it again with Amp Sound. Well done.
Indeed.